Hello, this is Daniel Jalkin.
And this is Manton Reese.
And this is Core Intuition, What Fresh Hell? Well, Manton, we haven't talked about, much to the pleasure of our listeners, we haven't talked for a while about the whole WordPress, you know, versus WP Engine versus the world fiasco.
Mm-hmm.
And nonetheless, things have been progressing. We managed to just like hold our tongues and not talk about it last week when there had been a kind of provocative move very early in the year that was saying what was it? I'm getting them all mixed up. It was the one.
Yeah, there's been so many things.
It was the one where it wasn't early in the year. It was late last year. Matt posted about how there was going to be like a forced, quote unquote, like time off. You know, we're not going to
Holiday shutdown kind of
holiday shutdown. Yeah. And we talked about this a little bit off the podcast, you and I. There were definitely elements of it where it's like, oh, well, that's fine. It's good to have a shutdown every once in a while, let everyone regroup. And that was kind of like what he was emphasizing in his post. But then there were snark parts about it that were sort of like things like, and then it will come back maybe someday. You know, like it wasn't talking about it. He was trying to frame it like, this is just a cool, casual thing that every company needs to do sometimes just to regroup and recenter. But then he was like, and if you're lucky, maybe we'll come back.
Right.
You know, and it's like this,
there's been a few cases like this where he's written a blog post that 90% of it is pretty good and you're nodding along, but then he'll like twist this like one little thing. He'll like put this one little thing in to like needle somebody or, you know, like,
yeah,
like the latest one, not the latest, but one of the latest where he was talking about some people picking up a fork of WordPress and running with it. Most of it's like really supportive and like run with it. And then there's this one sentence that's like, and to help them, I'm shutting down all their accounts.
Yeah.
It's like, there's always some little thing to get the controversy and the drama. Just keep going.
And just to make sure that nobody misses the snarkiness, you know, I'll quote it a little bit here. It says, it's about Yoast and Karim, I guess, two prominent members, I think, of the WordPress community. And Matt says, they don't need to follow our process or put in the hours to prove their worth within the WordPress.org ecosystem.
Mm-hmm.
They can just lead by example by shipping code and product to people that they can use, evaluate, and test out for themselves. And it's like, for one thing, language sensitivity here, the word just is powerful there. I mean, why don't you just go do this, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So it's something that just it tells something there. They can just lead by example. But then he says, if they need financial or hosting support, it sounds like WP Engine wants to support their fork. And it's just like, in case you were wondering whether Matt sees this as something he's actually encouraging or supporting, he's already reviled WP Engine as like it's the scum of the earth, like terrible for WordPress, not WordPress. And therefore, you can't mix pretending like you're supporting somebody with suggesting that they be cohorts with who you despise as the worst enemy of the community.
Right. Yeah, and I think speaking of support, we should rewind a little bit and say, because I'm kind of laughing and joking about this and pointing out the problems, and I have pointed out on the show and in blog posts how I think this is damaging the community. But I also had a post where I think I deviate quite a bit from your view, where I said I support the Mad King. I support Matt. And it's kind of a play. I'm picking up on this Mad King because there was this article in Inc. magazine, and the title was literally, "Is Matt Mullenweg the Mad King of WordPress?" And this article really bugged me, actually, because the narrative is building. A lot of people in the community are not happy with the way Matt's running things. And this whole article obviously had such an agenda.
Yeah.
And like the photos they picked of Matt looking kind of like sad and, you know, like it's just, it rubbed me the wrong way. And so I felt like, well, I'm going to put, you know, my two cents out there. And that is, you know, I have a lot of blog posts on my blog over 20 years. And I think most of the sort of kind of not controversial, but most of the ones that went against the flow a little bit, I think a lot of them have been proven right of years later. And this is one that I'm not sure about. I may need to walk back this post supporting the Mad King. So we'll see. The jury's out. I've definitely, a few people have called me on it asking like, do you still stand by this? Cause it's been like a month or so since I wrote it. And at the moment I do still stand by it. Like I've reread it and I think I make some good points, including unsolicited advice to Matt that he should do a couple things like expand the foundation, you know, board, and just like a couple things that would show that he's listening and wanting to evolve. You know, just thinking about what the community needs. But we'll see, because the drama continues and these events and these blog posts continue. And it's, I don't think this is gonna be resolved anytime soon. I mean, this lawsuit with WP Engine may last a year or two, but who knows?
Yeah. So here's the other thing that's really, I think the one thing we haven't mentioned that sort of catches our listeners up if they haven't been paying attention is the recent announcement by Matt that so he's had like announcements from his WordPress.org position, his Matt, M-A-T-T, M-A.T-T personal blog position, and from the automatic position. Yeah. So if you want to catch up on what Matt's saying in a public place, you got to go to at least three blogs. And then there's
His Twitter too. I noticed a couple Twitter X posts just recently that were relevant too. Yeah.
Yeah. So there's, if you go to the automatic.com/blog, there's a recent post that says, it's titled Aligning Automatic Sponsored Contributions to WordPress. And if you remember, the whole basis of this dust up with WP Engine was Matt's assertion that WP Engine does not contribute enough back to the core project, WordPress.org, you know, the self-hosted WordPress central project. And it's historically been the case that Matt pushes a notion of five for the future, which is basically, I think you should give 5% of your company's time, you know, employee wise. So, you know, if you had, I guess that means if you had, 100 employees, then Matt thinks if your business is basically supported by WordPress, then five of your 100 employees should be working on core full time. And that's what he espoused as like Automatic's ultimate contribution was, and he wasn't exactly saying that WP Engine had to do exactly that to avoid his ire, but he was suggesting that that's what they needed to do to sort of correct the situation.
Right. And I would add, if they don't want to do something like that and put in their, you know, fair share, they need to pony up some cash for the trademark. And I like that's
right. You're adding that, just to be clear, you're adding that as from Matt,
from his point of view, and I don't think he communicated that very well at all at the beginning, but that's essentially how everything started. It's like, hey, you're not putting in the time, and we don't think you're using the trademark fairly. Now, that's a whole debatable subject, but like that, from his perspective, I think those two things together were the problem. You know, like if WP Engine had put in tons of time into WordPress Core and other projects related to WordPress, I don't think this would have played out this way, or if they had licensed the trademark.
Right, which basically comes by way, as I understand it, is basically paying instead of having, you know, person hours contribute
exactly
to the project.
Yeah.
And so anyway, actually, I'm looking back now at this automatic.com post. To be honest, I had it in my mind that this was a direct from Matt post, but it's actually authored by Mary Hubbard, who is one of the high, you know, like, I forget her title, but something high at Automatic.
Yeah.
And it sort of still has some of the the Matt sass is leaking out. because the gist of it is, when Automattic says they're aligning their contributions, it means they're utterly decimating their current contributions to the core project.
Yeah.
And that's not an overstatement on my part, because they're trying to make a point, I guess, and by saying that they're going to reduce their contributions, not just by half, not just by, you know, 80%, but to the point that they match what they assert WP Engine contributes.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Which is 42 person hours a day or something. Or
a week.
Oh, yeah, here, 45 hours. It says, as part of this reset, Automattic will match its volunteering pledge with those made by WP Engine and other players in the ecosystem, or about 45 hours a week that qualify under the Five for the Future program as benefiting the entire community and not just a single company.
Mm-hmm.
And for perspective, I don't remember the exact numbers, but I think if you consider the number of people that Matt has said work on WordPress core, it was at least 1,000 hours a week, I think.
It's a big difference, yeah.
It was a big number. It wasn't like they're going from. Yeah.
Also, think about all the WordCamps all over the world. Like every weekend, there's some WordCamp conference or something like that. So much of that money just comes directly from Matt and Automattic. Like, there's so many things in the community that would not happen if Automattic wasn't putting in quite a bit of cash.
Yeah, I think that's true. This has been one of the biggest moves. You know, the thing we just mentioned, actually cutting people out of the project, that was a big move. But there had already, to be honest, there had already been many people cut out of the project. And there are people, you know, I'm on the post status Slack, which is sort of like a parallel, not associated with WordPress.org or Automattic Slack. And there are people on there who were very reputable, high-end contributors to the WordPress project who are lamenting the fact that they can't finish like features they had started. And so, you know, there's some people like Yoast. He's not like a regular everyday contributor in code, but there's other developers who they literally basically have orphaned subcomponents of the WordPress core project. And that was before the reduction in contribution. So we're in a place right now where I'm in both the Slack, official Slack for WordPress, and the parallel sort of post status. And there are so many people talking about how they either can't or won't work on WordPress core. And in fact, the other day on the post status Slack, one of Automattic's top developers came in and said, unfortunately, as part of this shift, I'm not allowed to work on core anymore.
Right.
Basically. And I'm not allowed to work on company time on core.
Yeah.
And so here is a big list of issues that I would love it if somebody else could take over. You know? And it's like,
it's
a mess.
It's a big thing. Yeah. And I think they spun it a little bit like, well, some of these people, and maybe this person, can continue to work on WordPress things that will benefit Automattic directly.
Yep.
You know, so like, for example, making Automattic's version of WordPress more like standard WordPress. I think that's a great idea regardless. It's a little weird how Automattic's version is a little bit custom, more than a little bit. But yeah, this is a major change. I mean, do you think, he's trying to make a point here that, you know, we've been putting all this time and no one else is effectively. And so what would the world look like if we didn't put in all the time? I don't think at this point this is going to be very well received in the community. I think maybe if he had done it at the very beginning of the drama and said, oh, you know, like 6 months ago, like, oh, we'll just match our, you know, time with WP Engines. Maybe the point would have come across a little bit better, because I think in the intervening months, every single month there is some drama or some post by Matt or something else that furthers this narrative that he's not acting in the best interest of the WordPress community anymore. And so I think it becomes harder for any change to resonate well.
I think that's right. And unfortunately, Matt is gaining some of that unpredictability that I've often lamented leaders having. If you remember years ago, that was one of my main focuses on my distaste for the way
Jack Dorsey.
Jack Dorsey, yes. You know, it's like the unpredictability and the like, ha, I just did this and this is why. And mm-hmm. I don't know, it's just there's something, it's almost like a virus, you know. It's like almost like some people caught a virus that makes them behave in a certain sort of like sassy leadership way.
Yeah, you know, it's so I tried to frame this in my post about the Mad King in a way that, like, yeah, are some of the actions he's taken a little bit crazy? Yeah, they are. But also, like, a lot of leaders, not crazy is not the right word, but like they do things that don't make sense on paper sometimes that no one else would do. And the example I came up with is buying Tumblr. No one else was going to buy Tumblr and just run it because it's a great part of the web at a loss. Like, no one else was going to do that. Matt did it, right? Because he saw the big picture of the web and Automattic and WordPress and all this sort of thing. So my point was just kind of like, yeah, leaders sometimes do crazy stuff, but that's part of what we also admire when they take risks and it pays off. And I'm still not ready, even with all this stuff, even week after week, month after month, these sort of problems and this fighting with the community, I'm still not ready to throw him under the bus mm-hmm. for just because of all the good that I think he has done for the web over 15, 20 years. I'm still not ready. But like I said, I mean, I may have to walk that bus back. We'll see.
Yeah. For the record, I would not like to throw him under the bus either. I would like to pull him out from in front of the speeding bus that's coming down the highway. He just keeps, it's like somebody keeps pulling him out from in front of the bus and he keeps running back in the street.
Yeah, well, right. Like, I think that his reputation would be more secure if he didn't take these actions. I mean, I think that he is frustrated, beyond frustrated. I think he feels attacked on all sides, and it's easy to lash out when you feel that way. I bet he probably doesn't understand at some level how WP Engine is the hero. I mean, private equity, they charge way too much for hosting. They don't contribute back. How are those people the heroes? Like, I think there's part in his mind is like, this is not making any sense.
And I think part of why we have ambivalent feelings about it is that WP Engine is not a clear hero.
Right. In this situation. True.
And some people make them the hero. Some people make them the villain. And then a lot of people fall somewhere in between. That's why I think I just have to judge the actions that occur on their own sort of like, you know, no matter what's happening to somebody, good or bad, the way that they behave, it can be judged independently of everything else that's going on. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like, if you're at the football game, you know, field side, and you've got your 6-year-old kid there and you're excited because your favorite player just scored a touchdown, and then they start like screaming profanities and whatever racist stuff, let's say, then you can be both, you know, they are both the hero and deeply criticizable, you know? Mm-hmm. And that happens a lot. And it's just, I feel like there's a lot of unnecessary errors,
yeah,
unforced errors, to use mm-hmm. another sporting analogy. And Matt, it's also like I think he's acting sometimes on whatever his top kind of whatever lens he's looking through at the moment. I feel like he has a lot of different lenses, and you've seen how like on interviews he'll come across great so often, and he'll have like that kind of big picture, like, this is what we're doing, these are my ethics, this is the philosophy I'm following. And that's one lens. It's like he's acting through that lens. And then in other situations he's like the sassy blogger, and then sometimes like on Twitter, you'll find this kind of conversation. This kind of conversation was on the Slacks as well before he sort of laid off of those. And it's a kind of like a panicked, persecuted lens where it's like he'll repeatedly bring up WP Engine is suing us into oblivion.
Right.
I'm going to be bankrupted personally.
Yeah.
He's like going to this extreme logical end where it's like detached from the fact that this never would have happened if it wasn't for his actions.
Right. It's kind of like I have two minds about it. I mean, I don't think the root cause of all this is him necessarily. I think it's the kind of interplay between, you know, WordPress and WP Engine. But he's been adding fuel to the fire instead of taking a step back. And I've noticed some of those posts too, where I don't know if persecuted is exactly the right word, but maybe it is. You know, definitely he feels attacked. He also, I think, it's interesting because he has the long view on so many things because he's seen drama come and go. He's seen people join the community and leave in frustration for whatever reason. And I think he thinks he can, assuming he doesn't get personally bankrupt by the lawsuit, he thinks he can wait it out and this will be ancient history at some point. And that is, I mean, that is a good trait to have, to see the kind of just the long view, I think. But in this case, it might be brushing over some real problems that, that may not ever. I mean, this is, I think, the biggest drama controversy in the WordPress ecosystem that I can remember. I think it's bigger than any other problems. And so it's not clear that there won't be damaging, you know, lasting damage from it. I wanted to put, speaking of some of his like tweets and other things, there's this one tweet. I don't know if you noticed this. I don't use Twitter X, but
no, I just get linked to
exactly.
Stuff.
And so I was linked to this one, and I want to bring it up in the context of a couple things that have happened literally in just the last few days. One is Mastodon has, and this feels very much like a Matt WordPress, like a reaction to the Matt WordPress WP Engine drama. They have spun up a new nonprofit in Europe that will own the trademark and name and all that kind of thing. And they'll have a new CEO and they're setting up this whole.
Right. I remember this was a few months ago, right?
No. This is totally new. A few months ago, they spun up a new nonprofit in the US mostly for fundraising so that people could give a bunch of money to Mastodon in the US. This is a new nonprofit in Europe that will basically own the for-profit German company and the nonprofit in the US. It will have a new leadership structure and board and all that sort of thing. And it will basically, as I understand it, they haven't announced who the new CEO is yet, but apparently they've picked that person. And my understanding is that this is to make sure that no single person controls the project, right? And that is basically what people have been asking Matt to do. And so back to this tweet, someone said to Matt, if everything you're doing was to protect WordPress, you'd put .org under the foundation, create a full working board, et cetera, et cetera. And Matt's reply is, if I thought that would further our mission of democratizing publishing, I'd do it in a heartbeat. I've seen those governance structures destroy great software more often than they create it. So what do you think about, because I honestly can relate to this a little bit, because I know people love to think about, you know, a board that's accountable to the people and everybody owns a stake in the product. But also, I mean, we know that you can get bogged down by committee and nothing ever gets done. So thoughts?
Yeah, I think that I have a lot of sympathy for Matt's perspective on that front because, I mean, let's face it, the two of us are indie developers. Mm-hmm. we have a natural inclination towards controlling everything and having the last say and avoiding that kind of bureaucratic, you know, sludge. But I think there's some space in between whatever Matt is imagining as the like suffocating you know, board or whatever,
right,
and what the state of things is now. You know, since this whole issue came up of the whole WP engine versus automatic, so much more scrutiny has been given to the structure of the .org and the, you know, the nonprofit and the an automatic as a sole licensee for the profitable use of WordPress. And the scrutiny has been made also on the .org having three board members, but two of them don't seem to be active in anything WordPress related in the world.
Right.
And so it's like, it exudes this sense of, you know, it does seem like a one man show.
Mm-hmm.
And when you have something as big as WordPress and you've decided to split it up into multiple factions, I think maybe that's it. At the point where you split it up into multiple factions, maybe you've sort of lost the sort of moral authority to run all of them exclusively.
Hmm.
You know, like and especially since one of the factions is not only to benefit all users and developers in the world who choose to, you know, partake of it, but it's also at the expense of all developers in the world who contribute to it.
Hmm.
So it's like they deserve a little bit of representation, I think.
That's interesting. I do think, and I said in my post, that I think if he just added a couple people to the foundation board, like the people, you know, in addition to him and the two people that honestly are not really involved in the WordPress community, I think that would go a long way to helping.
I do too.
You know, like just ask for people to have nominations from the community and add a couple more people and they would have power and like they wouldn't necessarily be to outvote Matt on, you know, every issue, but it would feel a little more democratic and it feel like a little bit of a loosening. And I mean, legally, he doesn't have to. I mean, it's his project. He doesn't have to do anything. Also, legally, people can fork it and they can run with it and do something completely different. But I think it would help a lot. And I'm a little confused why he doesn't do that. And it might just be because he sees that loss of control, like just slipping away. And then before you know it, like you said, it's a bureaucracy and nothing ever gets done. And I mean, there are so many people involved in WordPress. I already think it's a bureaucracy. I already think the software is bloated. I already think that it maybe has too many cooks in the kitchen. So I don't know. It's tricky.
I think part of the problem, obviously, maybe is that by most people's estimation, he has successfully run it as a, you know, autonomous, mm-hmm. benevolent dictator for life, as they say. Although I will say that I'm not going to get into the details, but in the wake of all this also, it's prompted people to bring up controversies from the past
where, yeah.
you know, it was suggested that he should step down or same kinds of remedies, like have a different board in charge, et cetera, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I think there are so many people in the world who are benefiting as users, as businesses that either lean on WordPress for supporting their non-WordPress related business or consultants and developers and, you know, site designers who lean on WordPress to facilitate their services. It's like, it's at least hundreds of millions of dollars, right? And so that's a lot of money representing like good faith trust in the benevolent dictator.
Yeah.
But the reason that also this is blown up so heavily, I think, for Matt is this is actually costing people money.
Hmm.
You know, not just WP Engine, but at least if you take their word for it, in some, you know, in the other Slack, people are talking about losing contracts because clients who have heard about this decided that WordPress is not a safe bet anymore.
Interesting.
And so this, it's like, it's one thing to piss off your core constituency by the things you say or the things you do that don't affect them personally, but it's a much different thing when the things you do cut their revenue. You know, it's like suddenly, wow, you really hit me in the knees. And And I think everybody mostly could agree that for the past 10, 20 years, WordPress has been a very lucrative source of revenue for a lot of people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's only grown. It's huge, 60% of the web or whatever. It's a huge success. And that's actually part of why I was a little bit annoyed with the outrage. I mean, when people get upset about something, it always goes to maximum outrage. And I think Matt was unfairly lumped into other, you know, people that we used to think were heroes and that are now villains. And that, you know, like the likes of like Elon Musk, for example, you know, I don't think that is a fair comparison, because we're talking about an open source project. We're not talking about democracy, a massive social network with millions of people, you know, hundreds of millions of people. So I think it's a different scale. But when people get mad, they get mad all the way, maximum outrage. And like, let's come back to planet Earth here. Like, let's put it in perspective. Like, that's kind of, I think that's still kind of where I stand. Like, let's not get ahead of ourselves. But I also want to acknowledge that the real problems and the real split in the community, it's like that you're not going to be able to just gloss over that.
No, it's completely blown up. And honestly, it's the kind of completely blown up where, I mean, the metaphors that come to mind right now are the wars in the world and the fires in LA. Mm-hmm. There's ways that things get blown up, figuratively or, you know, really, where you can't just undo it. You have to rebuild it, you know? Like, you can't just have everybody come back.
Yeah.
Because some people were ready to come back, but then were slighted so heavily the first day of this whole fiasco that they'll never come back.
Yeah.
And some people were on board and ready to come back up until, I don't know, probably a couple days ago when he kicked people off of the team.
Yeah, and there's the other thing that happened a week ago or so that we didn't even mention was the sustainability team, where he was like, I didn't even know we had this team. Like, everybody's fired, basically.
No, I didn't see that one. So I guess I have some catching up to do.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you didn't see that? Yeah, the sustainability, because someone resigned from the team, and he's like, I didn't know we had a team. We probably shouldn't have, and like let's scrap it. And he, like, deleted the Slack channel. So, like, that kind of overreaction is not helping anyone. And like, there's also something about, like, I do wonder if we, like, let's play this out. Like, how will this actually get resolved? And I mean, one way is through the lawsuit. Like, either WP Engine wins, automatic wins, or I would hope actually that they would settle and come up with some sort of compromise before it gets dragged out in the courts forever. I think that would be reasonable, especially because, I mean, WP Engine is not like a small little indie shop here. I mean, they are like a something like $400 or $500 million business. They should be able to settle and maybe pay some token fee and trademark, you know, licensing or something, and let's move on. So that's one way. But the other way is he's burning so many things down. I could see maybe out of the ashes, not a lighter, more limber like WordPress, but like a, I don't know, maybe a little more focused mm-hmm. WordPress, like fewer people, maybe a clearer path, or I don't know. I'm not sure how that part of this will play out, but I could see this changing sort of, if not the culture, the people that are involved and the style and the way they do like releases of WordPress.
I totally agree. Everything is different. And in fact, I don't want to get heavy into this, but I just want to mention, I have been focused so heavily on WordPress for the past several years because it's the most popular blogging platform. But this is an example where it sort of reminds me, you know, I'm glad that I have maintained a good amount of diversity, you know, supporting sites like Micro.blogs, Mastodon, you know, Tumblr to some extent. But it sort of reminds me, like, I need to be even more diversified, because yeah. This is the kind of thing where you go all in on a big, like, successful company, and then next thing you know, they're either imploding or canceled or whatever. And then you don't want to go down with them, mm-hmm. you know?
Absolutely. You know, I had a post about this a few days ago, actually, because some people started to wonder about the .blog top-level domain. It's owned by Automattic. And I'm like, what if, let's say the worst happens and Matt is like totally unhinged and Automattic is full of crazy people. I don't think that's true at all. But let's just say it is. And they're like, oh, we don't like you. We're going to like cancel your .blog registration. Again, I don't think that's going to happen. I have a whole blog post about why I don't think it would happen. But that is kind of a big deal to me because micro.blog is, you know, the .blog registration.
You're invested in the domain
name. I'm invested in the domain name. I pay Automattic every year. And in this blog post, I talk about how much I pay. I've never talked about that publicly before, I don't think. And
it's a lot.
It's way too much. But so how do you unravel yourself from a single company like that? You know, the fact that Apple controls like what you can distribute on iOS, like, well, how do you, well, do you Android too, or you do, you know, the Mac? And so Micro.one, which we just launched, is kind of part of my answer to that because .one is not owned by Automattic. So worst case scenario, I could flip over to .one. Anyway, it's just good as a business to have redundancy and not have one person or company be able to shut you down.
That's true. Well, that is something good to keep in mind as we move forward in our mutual plans for the next week. Manton, I hope you've had a good week with Micro.one. Any big like updates to share, like about like we talked about maybe doing A/B testing mm-hmm. of some kind. You probably haven't done anything particularly special with that yet.
No, I'm still just sort of keeping up with questions, fixing bugs. I haven't done anything. I did spend some time fixing a couple bugs related to, well, like if you haven't put in your credit card and error messages and things like that. So it's a little better, but I haven't done anything exhaustive like we talked about.
Well, it's only been a week, so I'll give you some slack. All right. Well, folks, it's been great checking in with you again. And I think Manton and I will be back next week. We'll see what fresh hell is out in the world for us to discuss.
Sounds good. Thanks, everyone, for listening to the show. Talk to you next time.